Good morning. The start of Spain's new professional women's football league was called off after referees refused to work until their demands for better wages and work conditions are met. The season was scheduled to kick off on Saturday, but the league issued a statement saying that it was impossible to hold the games after the referee crews didn't show up. The female soccer referees announced a strike on Thursday. The referees and their assistants, which are all women for the women's league, say that while the new professional league has improved conditions for players, it has not addressed their concerns. This will be the first season of a fully professional women's league in Spain after its players campaigned for years for better working conditions and pay. A wildfire in Malaga's Canillas de Albaida was declared stabilised on Saturday evening. Firefighting personnel will continue working to completely eliminate all hotspots of the blaze. Specialist firefighting teams were deployed to the incident with 71 personnel involved. Three helicopters provided aerial support to fire appliances on the ground. Meanwhile, a huge forest fire that broke out in Granada province is reported to be spreading due to strong southerly winds. More than 300 specialised personnel worked throughout Thursday evening, assisted by seven heavy firefighters. Fighting vehicles. Technicians inspected the perimeter of the fire using drones. With the blaze in such difficult terrain, it's become increasingly hard for the ground personnel to tackle it, with some areas impossible to access on foot. Four people were detained after police made their largest ever seizure of heroin in Germany, so prosecutors said on Friday, with police confiscating some 700 kilograms as part of an operation against a gang smuggling narcotics from Iran. Police searched 10 premises in the eastern cities of Dresden and Chemnitz, in Hamburg and in the Netherlands. One was detained in Germany, one here in Spain, and two others in the Netherlands. And according to military officials, Spain's armed services will shortly start instructing Ukrainian combat troops. The men have been prepared to train their colleagues in the use of combat tanks, missile systems, military, medical and demining work. The announcement on Friday follows a meeting between the Defence Minister Margarita Robles and the Ukrainian ambassador. The military's Zaragoza facilities, where 600 injured Ukrainian soldiers are now receiving medical care from Spanish medics, could serve as the main location for training. That's the latest from TRE. I'm Bob James.